My mental health before I sought treatment was very challenging and difficult a lot of the time because I had some early losses, traumatic losses in my childhood and early adulthood, such as the deaths of my grandmother and my father. And then by the time my symptoms really started getting worse, my mother's health was failing as well. Probably the first time I experienced a mental health difficulty was when I had a traumatic incident in my childhood when my grandmother's house, where I lived with her and my mom, caught fire and we had to relocate to other locations. Our family was essentially split apart at that point because my grandmother lived one place and my mom and I lived elsewhere. So that just sort of seemed to snowball after that because in a couple of years that followed, my grandmother passed away, and then a couple of years after that, my father passed away, and by that point, I was just heartbroken and in despair. And I really just didn't have a lot of hope. And it was at that point that I sought treatment. Initially, my treatment was consisting of both therapy with a counselor and also seeing a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist initially diagnosed me with major depression and anxiety, and I was prescribed medications consistent with that diagnosis. In the couple of years that followed, it seemed as if my symptoms were still getting worse, and just my whole condition was deteriorating rapidly. I have had suspicions that the reason that I got worse was because I was misdiagnosed, because in the years that followed, my diagnosis was changed to bipolar disorder. And what a later psychiatrist that I worked with told me at one point was that if someone gets antidepressants when they in fact have bipolar disorder, that it's possible that it could contribute to a manic episode. And that's what happened to me a couple of years after I first started seeking treatment. My diagnosis didn't seem to be accurate in light of what was going on. And I just got worse and worse until I just completely collapsed and had to be hospitalized. The most difficult part of my experience was basically, from my standpoint, the suffering that I caused my mother during the time when I was most in the depths of my illness. I know I can't blame myself for the way I treated her at times when I was at my worst, but she had some mental health issues herself, and she really didn't have access to the kinds of resources that I ended up finding later in my life. And on top of all that, she was trying desperately to care for me, and she didn't know what to do to get me the care that I needed. And it was just a very painful experience all the way around. And I knew that if I spent the rest of my life feeling guilty and punishing myself for things that went wrong where my mom was concerned, that I would be dishonoring her memory. She wouldn't want me to do that. So I tried to strive to honor her memory by exemplifying what she represented in my life. In the last 5 or 6 years, I've really refocused my efforts to pursue recovery in my life. I've gotten a greater understanding of what recovery means to me and what is most important to me as I pursue recovery, what my priorities are. And I've been able to take advantage of a variety of resources that have helped me along the way. Some of those resources included vocational supports that helped me learn skills to enter the workforce for the first time. Also, I was able to benefit from a program run by NAMI called In Our Own Voice. It is a speaker's bureau where I was able to learn how to present my recovery story for the first time to other people. And that gave me courage. That gave me hope to realize that I had the strength to talk openly and honestly about what I had experienced. And I realized that my experiences could be tools to help others who had gone through similar things or maybe even worse things. But that I could be an example that recovery is real, that it is possible, that it is something that's within grasp, that there is power to be gained in experiencing adversity. So conveying that message to others has become important to me. In addition, my training as a peer provider has been important in helping me to understand that others have gone through similar things and that we can learn from each other and gain strength from each other and grow together as a community of people with lived experience. I don't know if I've entirely made peace with my diagnosis at this stage in my life, but I can say I'm not at war with it anymore, because there's just too much collateral damage that comes with war. So I'm not willing to keep on fighting something that maybe I could change, maybe I couldn't change, I don't know, not sure, not gonna worry about it anymore. So what I do know is I'm just not gonna be a victim anymore because I have a diagnosis, but I'm also not going to pretend it doesn't exist. So I just do the best I can to live healthy and happy and to do what I need to do to maintain my own health and wellness. My recovery is a journey that has spanned my entire life, and everything that has happened for a reason, and the growth that I have undergone and everything that I have learned has been part of that process. So it's because of that journey that I'm where I am today. And I believe with all of my heart that what is possible for me is not possible for me alone. It's possible for others as well. And so I hope that I can be an example of what is possible. And if that's the case, then my journey has not been in vain.